Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throw out the horns, Sarah.
Got him.
She's also wearing her Longhorn sweater that I've never seen. I like
it. I know.
I've never seen that either. I was...
It's really cool. If I wore sweaters, I would wear it. And it's not like a sweater, like a throwover.
It's like an ugly sweater, but not really ugly.
It's like, think of what your high school counselor wore, like on Fridays.
Yeah.
It's like one of those like teacher high school counselor sweaters.
Well, I found it at Buffalo Exchange, which is that cool vintage store over by the University of Texas.
That was there?
And no one had snatched it up yet. I got it last year. I've been waiting to wear it. It was $25. The brand is Bell Point. I mean, it looks like a legit brand from the 80s.
Dude, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's probably old.
You need to post
Sarah,
it.
Sarah, oh my gosh.
Wait, the tag's still on?
The tag is still on.
Do you do
on.
That to, like, show people that...
$25. No, I don't know. I just hadn't taken it off yet.
Sarah.
I hadn't worn it yet. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for the right moment, today.
There's no bragging rights leaving the tag on that, so I think she just really forgets to take the tag off. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I believe that, too.
I like it a lot. You should post it on your social media.
Yeah, it's okay. Very retro.
I just could not wear... The buttons are little footballs.
Oh my god, that is so cute, I can't believe I just said that.
Wait, are they really footballs?
Yes,
or is that just
Booker?
No, they have little footballs with the little... they have a little black, like... they have the little...
Threads?
The little threads.
That is hella cute.
Okay, Alex.
OMG, Alex.
I mean, yeah, and by the way, you can text social to 51983 to see Sarah's social media.
I'll post it in a bit.
I love that sweater, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, it's all about UT because Jimmy Fallon was there last night for The Tonight Show. We got so much to cover with that. It's also National Cappuccino Day, y'all. It is Friday.
Hey!
Thank you so much for having us on. Our favorite happy story of the day next on Mix. Your boss about this story, then watch how fast they run out of the room. There's a 69-year-old Vietnam vet in San Antonio named Albert Brigas, who's worked at a place called Renown Auto Restoration for the past 13 years.
Okay.
Didn't you get your Chevy coupe restored there, Alex?
No, I did not.
And now he's been trying to retire but wanted to pay off his mortgage first. He still had about $5,000 to go,
okay.
So he was hoping to retire sometime next year. But last month, his boss called him into his office and said he wanted to pay it off for him.
The boss was going to do that?
Rudy Quinones owns the place, and he's been his boss for about 13 years. He said Albert has always been a very hard worker and never missed a day, so he wanted to do something nice to help him out. Albert gave him paperwork showing how much was left on his mortgage, just a hair under $5,000. Then Rudy went to the bank and wrote him a check.
Wow.
Another employee told the local news about it. He says it needed to be shared so people knew there are people out there who do good things.
I lived in that house for 24 years. That extra money sure is going to help.
Would come into work every day, even when he was sick. Just that level of loyalty, the determination, you just don't find anymore.
Not enough good news is out there, and this is one of those things that I thought needed to be shared. So people know, you know, hey, you know what? There are people out there who do good things for other people.
To give them something that they've been yearning to have their whole lives. It's incredible.
I'm going to miss this place, too.
I know.
Could you live in the same house for 24 years?
Oh, totally.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My parents have lived in the same house for 42
years. You would just freshen it up when all the times change, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
An incredible story about an amazing veteran as we honor those that have served this Veterans Day weekend. We'll send you the story if you just text HAPPY to 51993. Can't thank you enough for listening. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7.
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
Lil Wayne's original rap name was what? A. Dwarf Dwayne, B. Shrimp Daddy, or C. Pimp Shorty?
I'm going to go with Shrimp Daddy because Lil Wayne is from Louisiana, New Orleans, right?
Mm.
Is he? And then the big shrimp in the area. Shrimp Daddy is my answer.
The last one was like Pimp Daddy?
Pimp Shorty.
Pimp Shorty, that one.
Are one of us right?
Well, you were right, but for the wrong reason.
Oh.
Because he's short. Shrimp. Lil Wayne's original rap name was Shrimp Daddy.
Oh.
But not for real shrimp.
But not for that reason.
Gotcha.
Isn't that great? When you first meet someone and they introduce themselves, are you good at remembering their name?
No. Are you?
No. I'm really bad. So I actually, and this is going to sound like a joke, but I promise you it's not. I bought a memory book on how to help train my brain to remember stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, this is not a joke. I forgot where I put it.
Dude.
So I've been watching videos and reading little articles about the little tips that you can do
and
to remember. Well, I'm very, very, very conscious about people's names.
Yeah.
Because I think the sound of a person's name is the most important thing that they'll hear.
Yeah.
And whenever you can reference or even in email, if you can even write out their name, thanks a lot, Maria, and they see that, I think that really resonates with them or hear their name. It really makes a big difference.
When the person asks you, what was your name again? That's just the worst.
You would not ask them their name is.
No.
You just would avoid using it.
No, because they think something's up. What I do is I like look around for a friend near me like Sarah, and I'll say, hey, Sarah, go introduce yourself to this person. Or I'll say, hey, this is Sarah, by the way. And they'll say, and in my mind, I'm like, that's their name.
Well, 65% of people in a recent survey said that if they were to forget someone's name, they would just avoid using it. Oh. Only 25% would ask them to repeat it.
Ooh, I would never ask to repeat it.
So how do you prevent forgetting it in the first place?
Well, I just go look on Facebook. Like, I'll do a deep, I like remove myself from the room because I don't want them to see me. And then I'll try to remember who they're friends with and what I think their name was. Is it Kayla or Kristen or Connie, and then I'll just start trial and error until I find them.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
Seriously.
Or you can use one of these six tricks for remembering names. Now, if you forget this or just want a refresher, text name to 51993 and we'll send it to you. Matter of fact, do it now so you don't forget. Okay, so here are six tips in remembering someone's name. Focus. Do not let yourself get distracted by something, including your own social anxiety. Mm-hmm. If you're really in the moment, you will not forget so easily. Number two, and this is crucial, and this is what I always try to do, repeat their name back to them immediately.
Yes.
Say something like, nice to meet you, Tom. And that really helps your brain process it.
Okay.
You know what? Side note, a little thing I do too is if I'm shaking their hand, I put my other hand on top of theirs because I read one time that really makes an impact.
That's something I feel like men do a lot, but I've never really had a woman do it. You know, like it would be weird if I met you, Booker, for the first time and then put my hand. Nice to meet you.
Last time I did that was at a funeral. I went to someone say, sorry for your loss. Like, that's what you do when someone dies.
No, you do it anytime. Number three, associate their name with something meaningful to you.
Okay?
Like you have a Tomcat or that your favorite actor is Tom Hanks.
That makes sense.
Now, this is the other one that I really try to do. Form a mental image between the person and your association. I saw a guy one time and he met like 100 people walking into a building. Mm-hmm. And then as they were walking out, he was saying their name one by one.
Whoa.
How did he do that?
Well, that was his big tip, was he associated every single person's name with the mental image. Like, for instance, if their name is Victoria and it reminds you of Queen Victoria, picture them wearing a crown and make it silly because the sillier, the better. Those things are more memorable.
That sounds really complicated.
It's not.
And that sounds like someone really, really, really smart, and I'm not.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Because right now I'm trying to think of what would I, for Alex, like if I was meeting him for the first time, I'd be like, Alex.
Which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their line. Now it goes back on the field again, and it runs up the tunnel.
Y'all, they have set multiple humane traps. They had to use the word humane, obviously, and searched all over. They have not been able to find the cat. They even brought in a no-kill rescue shelter called Puppy Kitty NY City. Still no luck. And they make it seem like they're still hoping to find it, but they're unclear if the cat's even still in the stadium. That cat had been eaten. That was not a thin cat. That cat was not struggling. That cat has been, like, holed up somewhere in that stadium.
Let me just clarify the fact that that cat was being fed. It had not been eaten.
Oh, right. That's right. Sorry. That cat was finding food in
yeah,
its
somewhere.
Life
okay.
somewhere.
Right.
So I really think that it could be just holed up somewhere. Like he has a house,
that's
a
awesome.
Giant stadium.
The Tonight Show is at UT Austin. John Legend and Kelly Clarkson's controversial new version of Baby It's Cold Outside is now available. And the black cat is still missing from the Cowboys-Giants game Monday night. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. You know when a friend that you think you know pretty well does something to surprise you, and you're like, wait, I don't know that I even know who you are.
You know what? I have a very good looking friend. His name's Joe Gagne.
Yes.
And we were in Las Vegas and I watched him eat a breakfast buffet and I thought he was disgusting after. But he's a good looking guy and he loves the fancier things, wears Prada and all that. I'm like, bro, you just ate like hamburger helper for breakfast. I lost all respect for him.
Oh, it's what he was eating. It wasn't how he was eating.
Oh, no. It was just like he's all about the fine things in life.
Right.
And he like ordered a plate of scrambled eggs with potatoes on it and topped it off with five spoons of ground beef. And I'm like, are you really going to eat that?
Well, I mean, look at the president. I mean, this guy's got money hand over fist and he eats at fast food restaurants all the time.
Sure,
you know?
But I didn't expect him to do that.
Well, I didn't expect my buddy Dan to peel and eat shrimp without peeling it.
Stop.
Wait, what? I didn't even think you could chew it. How would you even swallow it?
Hold on. Hold a minute. He don't peel shrimp and what? Just eats the shell?
Well, first of all, I'm also the same guy that if I get a burger that's too rare and it like drips all over your hands and you can't put it down, that's annoying to me. I understand the concept of peel and eat shrimp is to peel it and then eat it. But first of all, it takes too long and you get all messy. And then I tried it, and the shell is not even that bad. It doesn't have any effect on my taste either way.
Hold up. So you even eat those little tendrils that you rip off from the bottom?
Yeah, but so listen, you're dousing it in sauce anyway. So I like way too much salt. You know, like French fries, I'll douse a French fry in so much ketchup. I'll dump my shrimp in too much sauce. So it's covering the sauce of the taste of the shell anyway. And now I'm not getting so messy. Now I don't have to wait so long to shovel it in as fast as I can. That's, you know. Alex, I appreciate your friend. Like, listen, I don't think you can judge somebody by what they eat. Everybody has different tastes.
Now, Dan, when you're out to eat and you don't peel and eat the shrimp and you're with a friend, are they like, hey, buddy, that's not how you're supposed to eat them?
If I'm going out with my friends, I don't care what I'll eat. I'll shovel it. I don't care.
Clearly.
If I'm going on a date, that's not what I'm going to order.
Oh, okay.
If I'm going on a date, I'm obviously not, unless like I don't like the girl, then I'd be like, let me get the peel and eat shrimp.
Hey, Dan, has anyone ever, and when I say anyone, has a waitress or waiter ever stopped you and said, that's not how you do it?
I've been given looks, and I used to say, oh, my friend, I have a friend who does it, but it's really me. Everybody is kind of grossed out, but I don't care. I'm not on a date. I don't care.
Speaking of doing it wrong, I never grew up eating tamales.
Uh-huh.
So the first time I ate a tamale, I really didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, let me just try this. And I ate it, and I was like, this is awful.
Wait, you ate the corn thing on the outside?
I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to.
Were you even able to dig your teeth into it?
How does one tear that?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how do people eat tamales? I'm like, okay, well, Mexicans must be able to figure it out.
Yeah, how does one digest that whole corn husk?
It was awful, and for the longest time, I never ate tamales. And then one day, I saw someone pulling it apart, and I'm like, oh, that's how you do it. And now I love tamales.
That is awesome. I'm not going to let you both go down in flames. A couple weeks ago, I went to Los Angeles, and I was at a restaurant with my wife. You know, we were sitting at the bar, and we were ordering happy hour food. And on the menu, I saw artichoke, and I thought, I love artichoke hearts.
Sure.
Well, they brought out, literally sliced the half of a whole artichoke.
Yeah.
And I looked down at it, and I'm like, how do I eat? What do I even do with this thing? And I didn't know what to do. And I let it sit there for a while. And then my wife was looking at me. She's like, what's wrong? You waiting for it to cool down or something? I'm like, yeah. Because I didn't want to look stupid for my wife. Y'all, it took about 30 minutes for the guy across from me to order it. And then he started peeling off the stuff and like cutting it, like kind of eating it like shrimp.
Peeling each shrimp?
No, something similar. His current record is 1,275 wins with just 116 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Amber. Amber lives in Southeast Austin, makes the commute to North Austin, where she's a pastry chef. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Amber!
Hey!
Hello!
Well, hello to you. Where do you make pastries?
La Patisserie.
I love that place.
Right. Make the best macarons in town.
That's what I have heard. And you call it what? Macarons?
Macaron, like Ron. Like
macaron.
Name Ron.
Yeah, see, I've always said, I've always pronounced it macaroons. It's macarons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, macarons are the coconut little ball clusters.
Gotcha.
Macarons are the French cookie sandwich.
Right. So they're two totally different things.
Yes. And then the president of France is Macron.
Yes.
I'm so confused right now.
You guys are Macron.
Too fancy for me right now.
All right. Well, let us play Can't Be Booker. I'm leaving the room right now, and Sarah's about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. When you're done, I'll come back and answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, Amber. Mr. Brad Booker is out.
Almost.
Question number 1. M. Night Shyamalan has a new series coming to Apple TV Plus this month called Servant, and it looks pretty freaky. Which of the following is not an M. Night Shyamalan movie? The Sixth Sense, The Village, or Scream?
Scream.
Gordon Ramsay is 53 years old today. He has 2 American shows with the word kitchen in them. Can you name at least one?
Kitchen Nightmares.
Do you know the other one?
No. Maybe okay. Like, not, I thought it was like an emergency kitchen type of one. I can't name the other one, though.
Okay. HBO is giving away a gigantic cardboard box so that you can stream TV in peace. This is actually a real thing. It's a gimmick.
It's awesome.
To promote HBO, but they actually are sending out real boxes. What does HBO stand for? This is the hardest question.
Oh, man. Home business. No, that's not it. Home business. Nope, not going to guess the O.
Okay. What artist said the meat dress that she wore to an award show was one of the defining moments of her career? She had no idea it was going to cause such a fuss.
Lady Gaga.
All right. And finally, Elizabeth Banks insisted on hugging in her new Charlie's Angels movie, which is out November 15th. What is the name of the character in the Charlie's Angels films who is the only employee to have ever met Charlie, played by Bill Murray in the last Charlie's Angels and played by Elizabeth Banks in this Charlie's Angels? What is that character name?
Who works under Charlie, but the angels is like the middleman?
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Nope.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Okay.
Booker!
Hey!
Hey!
She got 3 right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan has a new series coming to Apple TV Plus this month called Servant.
You know, when he first came out, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be my new favorite. And then he had another good movie. Then he had another pretty good movie. And then he just got worse and worse and worse. I'm like, I got to step off this M. Night train.
But then he came back.
You're right.
That one with...
The Glass?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was really good. Okay, which of the following is not M. Night Shyamalan? Sixth Sense, The Village, or Scream?
Scream.
Okay.
100%.
Gordon Ramsay is 53 years old today. He has 2 American shows with the word kitchen in them.
Sarah, did you write these for me?
What?
I mean, this is so far so good. Kitchen Nightmares and Hell's Kitchen.
Yes. HBO is giving away gigantic cardboard boxes so you can stream TV in peace. What does HBO stand for?
Okay, I'm going to answer this. This is so funny that you bring this up. Have you seen the ad that they did for it?
No. Mm.
It's so good. I want to play this for you. I'm just going to play the end because, well, the answer is box, but home box office.
Oh, thank you. But, like, it's not box.
But the best part about it is in the ad, they're like, we're sending you a giant cardboard box from the network where box is literally our middle name. And it's true. It is.
Oh, it is.
I had no idea.
HBO. Box is literally our middle name.
Literally. Awesome. Literally. Hey, what artist said the meat dress was one of her defining moments of her career? She had no idea it was going to cause such a fuss.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. And finally, Elizabeth Banks insisted on hugging in her Charlie's Angels movie, which is out November 15th. What's the name of the character in the film who is the only employee to have ever met Charlie? Who's that middleman played by Bill Murray in the last one and Elizabeth Banks in this one?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Bosley.
Yes, it's 5 out of 5.
All right, well, thank you so much for playing. Appreciate it, Amber.
And all right, well, this is Amber from East Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh, good try, Amber.
Alex and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
One of the best parts about UT has to be the live Longhorn mascot, Bevo. That's the 15th Bevo in UT history. And if you want to know what happened to the other 14, Franklin Barbecue, located at 900 East 11th Street, Austin, Texas.
I'm asking this because legit, I don't know. I don't remember the last time I walked into a gym. But what is the etiquette these days for talking to people in the gym? Are you supposed to just mind your own business? Or is it still a place where you can, you know, make eyes at other attractive people?
No, it's not a place where you make eyes at other attractive
people. It's really never been.
I mean, I hear stories.
Yeah, but I always see people, and look, I've been to a gym and it wasn't that long ago, but it's just like, it seems like everyone just wants to get it done with and be gone.
There are people, obviously, who want to hook up. I've seen people give each other numbers at the gym, but honestly, most of the people that like are at Lifetime or 24 Hour, whatever, I mean, they're in there working on their fitness for reals and they got headphones on and they're zeroed in. I mean, you might be looking, but really you're just like working on your body.
But there's some dudes that are there for like 2-3 hours and they're just pausing, scoping the situation out.
Yeah. And you know what? All the girls that see him think he's a creeper, I bet.
Oh, well, I don't know. Again, I don't remember the last time I walked into a gym. Andy in South Austin usually keeps to himself, but he saw a woman and he just had to say something. But he said might not have been the right thing. Tell us the story, Andy.
So I spend a lot of time at the gym. And 90% of the people, when you're at the gym, I just want to be left alone. I pop my earbuds in and, you know, I keep to myself. But I couldn't help to see this girl in the mirror, and she was working out. She was doing some squats. And when she bent down, she had these really thin yoga pants. And every time she would bend down, they would stretch. And you could basically see her entire butt.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're thinking to yourself, do I say something?
Or were you sitting there licking your lips?
Oh, gross, Alex. Yeah.
Bro, there's a creeper everywhere, Sarah.
Licking
lips? Yeah, he's sitting to the left of me.
And to the right of Sarah. Hey!
So I was basically torn. I was like, do I go up to this girl and risk looking creepy, or do I just not? I felt like I should say something because she doesn't know probably that she's just basically showing her butt to the whole gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I should just go up to her. And I went up and I just quietly told her, hey, look, when you bend down, you're
oh my God.
And you can see your butt.
Uh-huh.
And she basically screamed and called me a pervert and said, stop staring at my ass. Uh-huh. Everybody in the gym just like paused. You can hear crickets. It was like so awkward. And
oh my God, how embarrassing for you.
Right? I mean, he's probably the whole time like, are you serious? Is this really happening? He was trying to help.
Real talk. Were you attracted to her? Were you using this as an excuse to maybe try to roll up on her?
No. I'm married. I'm happily married. And I wasn't interested in that way at all. It wasn't like I was trying to talk to her or anything. And I actually told my wife.
Oh, you did? Good.
That night. What had happened, and she agreed with the girl, and she said that I'm an for even bringing it up to her.
Oh, wow.
Man, you're just doing your civic duty.
For what it sounds like, she was the
Oh, gross. Bro. Booker, gosh.
Seriously?
Oh, man. Anyway, so, Sarah, would you have wanted somebody to say something to you?
Oh, no. This will be good. Really?
No, and here's the thing. All leggings, for the most part, are see-through. There was even a thing where Lululemon had to restock all their leggings because, as the owner said, girls were buying leggings a size or two too small. But when you lean over in yoga or when you squat down, everything shows. Your thong, your underwear, whatever, your cellulite, boom.
So you
it's
just
right
know
there.
That and you accept
yeah,
it? And
I really think that, like, I thought about that all the time when I was working out and I knew the owner of the gym really well. I was like, well, John's pretty much seen my butt. Pretty sure he has. I just don't care at this point. And she probably knows. Maybe she doesn't. But if anybody at my gym ever came up to me that I even knew and said, hey, Sarah, you know, your leggings are see-through, I would be mortified. And then I'd be like, great, why are you checking on my ass?
But why would you be mortified if you know that your crack is hanging out?
Well, just because, I don't know. Just if you
know
see
it's hanging out, but you're hoping nobody's looking at it.
Yeah, sure. Oh, okay. Just don't tell me you're looking at it.
But it'd be okay if it was a girl.
Yeah, that was my next
question.
Is it better if it's coming from a girl?
I don't think so. I think if you're wearing leggings, especially if you're wearing ones that are not the super expensive ones, after a couple washes, they're all a little see-through.
Oh. So what did we learn here? Ladies, start buying the cheap leggings.
Yeah, no joke. Gosh.
If your business was on display at the gym, what would you want someone to do? Say something or just ignore you? Text us at 51993 or 512-643-5947. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning. Thanks for listening to Mix 94.7. So Andy was at the gym and saw a girl whose butt was showing in her leggings. And he said something to her and she freaked out on him. And the big question is, what should he have done?
Well, apparently I am crazy because everybody is saying I'm crazy. So I'm 100% in the wrong. Those ladies are crazy. I always do the bend over test to make sure my butt doesn't show. And I would 100% want someone to tell me. Another one, female here, I would have appreciated him telling me so that further people would not be seeing my butt. It's just message after message of, yeah, it would have been really embarrassing, but it's awesome that he told her, and she is not a nice lady.
It's a matter of how you tell it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like there's a creepy way of doing it, and there's a way of like, hey, I just want to let you know. You know, it's like if you go up and hold your ring, I'm happily married, and I'm not trying to hit on you, but I just want to help assist out.
I will say that this is kind of where I fall in. It's called the five-minute rule. If I can't fix it there, don't tell me about it.
That's a great point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
like,
what's the point of knowing if you can't do
thing.
Anything?
That's kind of where I guess I'm coming from is like, great, well, I haven't finished my workout, so don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.